The Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a busy week it's been, folks. What a busy week it's been. But praise God, we're hearing from more people all the time, more law enforcement and police and military. Here at our two police and military associations, and we're just so thankful for that. And here we are on Sunday again, and we are we're really, really thankful for great people, about 250, 300 every day sending us material, both in law enforcement and the military and in the private sector. And we have a very interesting report to share with you today, folks, on shocking revelations that there may still be POWs alive in Laos, in South Vietnam. And this comes to us through our sources. And there's new evidence that American GIs are being held against their will in Southeast Asia more than three decades after the Vietnam War officially ended. Remember I told you folks that John McCain absolutely hates this? This report has just come out, and American Free Press wrote about it. And I'm sure John McCain, Traitor McCain, is absolutely just in a tizzy about it, because he hates POWs. He doesn't want any of them coming home alive, because some of them might have heard the stories of what a traitor he was when he was a POW, and that he was never tortured, and that he was put up in a big hotel down in Hanoi, not the Hanoi Hilton where the torturing and death was going on to his fellow POWs. But old Songbird McCain was put up in a nice hotel and fed the best of foods as he spent the next 5 years recording 32 tapes denigrating and speaking against the United States and our soldiers and all. And so he's going to be very upset. I imagine he's probably getting his hit teams together to go over there and kill these POWs, or to call at least, to send messages to the Southeast Asians, the communists that are holding our POWs, and telling them if they don't execute them right away, that they're going to suspend business relations with the communist Viet Cong, okay? But you know McCain's going to do something, because he doesn't want any of those POWs to get to a microphone anywhere and discuss how evil he is and what a traitor he is to America. We'll be right back and share this report with you, folks. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the WaveShield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The WaveShield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The WaveShield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your WaveShield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Here, you know, I'm still wearing my armband, my silver armband with Major Charles A. Dale on it, who disappeared in Southeast Asia in 65. And wouldn't it be wonderful to see that he was among those that are still alive over there? But let me share this with you here, folks. This report. A letter recently received by the father of a U.S. pilot who went missing in action in 1971, that's when I was in during the Vietnam War, could provide a key piece of information that provides American prisoners of war are still alive and imprisoned in remote areas of South Vietnam. Over the years, historians, researchers, and independent journalists have made a compelling case that during the Cold War, thousands of U.S. POWs, and this is true, folks, were moved among Soviet, Chinese, and North Korean labor camps where they toiled and died under the very worst conditions. Families of POWs and MIAs say the U.S. government has turned a blind eye to the plight of these men, even going so far as to sabotage their efforts at finding out what exactly happened to their loved ones. and looking at evidence that they have that they're still alive. That reminds me of Colonel Bo Greit coming across the Mekong Delta, folks, with POWs in his boat after the war. He went back in five times looking for POWs after the war, Colonel Bo Greit did, with his team of five soldiers, Special Forces soldiers. And they got a couple POWs and put them in a boat, and they're going across the Mekong Delta there. And he made the error of calling in on his satellite radio and telling our government that he had two POWs that were coming across the river and he needed help in getting them out safely. And our government immediately called the Viet Cong, Communist Viet Cong, and told them that he was coming across in a boat. And their boat was attacked by patrol boats, communist patrol boats, immediately. And they had to swim back to the other side, and he wasn't able to get the POWs out. And so this is what's going on, folks. Our government does not want these POWs back. They've normalized government or normalized business relationships with the communist Viet Cong for years now, thanks to John McCain and John Kerry going over there and normalizing relationships with the evil, evil communist leaders. But anyway, Joe Millinar has a story to tell, an incredible story of his son, told at the June 20th meeting this year of the National Alliance of POW-MIA Families in Crystal City, Virginia. And this could change all that we know about the POWs not being alive. Documentation compiled by Millinar, the father of this missing son, could finally force the country to come to terms with the fact that thousands of Americans were abandoned by the U.S. government. And that's true. There is confusion over what happened to Millinar's son, U.S. Army Warrant Officer William P. Millinar, when the helicopter he was co-piloting disappeared on March 6, 1971. What is known is that William, who was 20 years old at the time, was the co-pilot on a AHIG Cobra helicopter gunship. He was returning from a combat mission over Laos when he disappeared in cloudy weather. The military reportedly dispatched a search and rescue team to locate William and the pilot of the helicopter, John H. Himmel. Tragically, the two were never located, and the Army eventually gave up looking for them. Over the years, the Millinar family has never given up hope that their son would be found. As with many families of missing soldiers, the U.S. military has been unhelpful in the extreme, and some would say unwillingly obstructing honest inquiries into what happened to lost loved ones. And the main instigator of that, folks, is Senator John McCain, Traitor McCain, Songbird McCain. Every time the POWs would come into the Senate to try to get them to look at evidence of their sons being alive, McCain would go crazy and attack the POW families. And he still does that today, folks. Yells at them, screams at them, and won't have them be heard. However, recent events have renewed the Millinar's faith that William is still alive and being held in Southeast Asia against his will, possibly as a slave laborer. The first occasion came as a result of a classified document which was given to Millinar by a source inside the Pentagon who was sympathetic to the MIA POW families. Well, praise God, there's somebody in the Pentagon that's not a neocon Trotskyite and is sympathetic to the families. The official document, classified document, was dated October 4, 1989, and reports that a Thai businessman who said U.S. citizens, including William P. Millinar, are being held in a dangerous no-man's land controlled by thugs and warlords in the mountainous regions of Laos. A Thai businessman said he could secure William's release if the U.S. government were willing to pay a small ransom. According to Milliner, U.S. officials shot down any discussion of a reward, effectively killing off any hope of freeing the American POWs. Were it not for his friend at the Pentagon, Milliner said the classified account of the, in the report he has received, of the exchange between U.S. officials in Thailand and the unnamed businessman was slated to be archived, hidden, that is, hidden away for 50 years and would not be released even to family members until 2039. Folks, they always do this when their evil, evil activities would come out to embarrass some of the government bureaucrats and officials that are doing the evil during their lifetime. So they bury it for 50 years until the people are dead. All the people are dead. And then 50 years later, release it to any family members that still can remember. Since that time, Mr. Milner says that there have been sporadic sightings of his son, including another U.S. document that claims warlords were seeking only $1,800 for the release of his son. Can you believe that, folks? $1,800? And the government refused to pay it. Why? Because they don't want you to know what happened to the POWs and how our government was making sure that they never got back alive. But the most compelling piece of evidence arrived just last year in the form of a letter from a doctor who had been working in Cambodia. According to Milliner, the physician's account proves to him that his son is still alive somewhere in the jungle. In September 2007, Milliner says he received an unsigned letter from someone claiming to be a physician working in Cambodia and Laos. The doctor wrote that in early September 2007, he had treated an American man with certain telltale wounds. The doctor said that the patient was suffering from a poor amputation of his arm. He also described certain scars that matched other sightings of William that the Milliners have collected over the years. The doctor said he was unnerved by the extent of secrecy surrounding this particular patient, William Milliner. He had been driven through the jungle, the doctor had, for what he described as a long, long time, and he was alive, allowed to bring only a few medical instruments and medicine, but no assistant. The doctor wrote that the guards kept a close eye over the patient. However, in a free moment, the man said in perfect English, punctuated by some Vietnamese, that he is an American being held against his will. Milliner received that letter in September of last year. Since then, Milliner says he believes the doctor now fears for his life and has gone into hiding. Over the years, he says Republican presidential candidate John McCain of Arizona and Senator John Kerry have both undermined efforts to help Americans who are still being held against their will. McCain and Kerry have both weighed in against offering any reward money for the release of U.S. citizens, POWs, who may still be in captivity in Laos, Vietnam, China, or North Korea, said Mr. Milliner. I tell you, folks, we have absolute evil running for president today. Absolute evil. Totally evil, folks. And with Abomination and Traitor McCain, it's just absolutely sickening. Absolutely sickening. This breaks my heart, folks, because the Vietnam War was my war, and we lost 50,000 of our soldiers is the official record, but we know it's much higher than that. And we lost 4,000 or 5,000 POWs and MIAs, and some of them may still be alive today. All I can ask you to do, folks, is get a hold of your congressmen and senators and tell them to open up an investigation with the Milliners right away. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Jack McLam program, folks, coming to you from Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And let me say to you, folks, that this situation, as you can only imagine to the families of the missing POWs and MIAs, is absolutely essential that we act on this. And the best way to do it, folks, is to get a hold of the article itself at the American Free Press, okay? American Free Press in Washington, D.C., here is their phone number. Tell them to send you that article, Shocking Revolution, or Revelations, rather. U.S. POW is still in Laos, L-A-O-S, all right? Shocking Revelations, U.S. POWs are still in Laos. And ask them to send that to you, folks. Actually, you can go to the website, too, and you'll probably be able to pull it right up, okay? www.AmericanFreePress, one word, .net, all right? And this came out, let's see if we have a date here, June the 29th, I think it was. I could be wrong, but it's my contact here sent it to us June the 29th, 2008, okay, a few days ago. But if you can't use a computer, folks, call this number, 888, a free call, by the way, 888-699-NEWS, NEWS, toll free, okay? 1-800-888-699-NEWS, NEWS, and ask him for that. That's the American Free Press there on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington District of Criminals. And ask him for that report, Shocking Revelations, U.S. POW Still in Laos, and make copies of that, folks, and send it to your elected things. And tell them to get on this and open an investigation and call up Joe Milliner, the father of the son of William P. Milliner, who has received these three contacts that his son is still alive in Southeast Asia. So, folks, please do that. If your son was there, or your daughter, or your father, or mom, uncle, granddad, somebody was over there, then you would pray and pray that the American people would make these phone calls and pressure our elected things to open an investigation into this. Now, it's scary, because if John McCain is appointed to do it, he's going to be sure they're dead. And John Kerry will make sure they're dead, because they don't want him back. But the fact is, folks, we need to pray about it. Yes, for sure, pray about it, that they'll be safe when we tell the government we want them to open an investigation into this and get these soldiers back. And prayer works, folks. It truly does. So pray about this as you make these calls. Get that article, make copies, and send it to your elected things, and see if they won't act on it for you. Okay, I know this. If you send it to Ron Paul, he'll act on it. And Dennis Kucinich, too, probably. Dennis Kucinich probably would, too. But anyway, thank you, folks, for that. Thank you so much. I want to share with you now something very, very important, folks, is more proof that our government is involved in terrorist activity to do several things, to cause chaos, and so many of these people are high, high-level skull and bones and high, high-level Freemasons, okay? And the Freemasons' motto, when you get up to the 33rd degree, where you then know that your God in Freemasons is Satan, that order out of chaos is on your medallion. You have a 33rd degree medallion they give you, and on it it says order out of chaos. In other words, you cause chaos in a society, and it brings about the New World Order. All right? And I have looked up, we have a wonderful man who is a former president of, let me look here and see, here he is here. It is Francisco Cosiga, and he has gone public on 911. And he has stated that they knew at the time that, he said here, telling Italy's most respected newspapers that the Operation Galadio, that the attacks were run on 9/11 by the CIA and the Mossad, and that this was common knowledge among global intelligence agencies. President Cosiga gained respect from opposition parties as one of a rare breed, an honest politician, and that is a rare breed, folks, and led the country for 7 years until 1992. And he is the one that revealed the existence of Operation Gladio, which was a government operation to cause terrorism, to cause chaos, and take away people's freedom in the countries in which they created the terrorism. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Let me tell you all about a fantastic superfood called Royal Greens. Royal Greens offers incredible immune support, increases your energy, allows for better digestion, and is a heart-healthy blend. Royal Greens is made from an array of organic vegetables. One glass of Royal Greens has the antioxidant power that equals a big bowl of vegetables. Also, you're getting herbs like ginkgo biloba, aloe leaf powder, royal jelly, wheatgrass, and much more. Just mix a tablespoon of Royal Greens Ultra Blend powder into a cold glass of water, and that's it. It tastes great, and it's what you need for a natural energy boost. Royal Greens is sweetened with natural spearmint and stevia. For our listeners, today only, it is absolutely free. Just pay for shipping and handling. So call now. The phone number is 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Call now for your free Royal Greens. The number is 1-800-547-6603.
Officer Jack McLam program, and we want to talk about Operation Gladio a few minutes here, folks. You're going to be shocked if you don't know anything about Operation Gladio, because I've just finished reading this treatise here on Operation Gladio that our former Italian president exposed of government terrorist operations in Italy and Belgium and other places over there, in collusion with the CIA, by the way, folks, that helped that. And you're going to hear something today that will show you that we're under, it seems to me, we're totally under Operation Gladio Part 2 in our nation today. All right? So let's deal with Operation Gladio. Unlike the majority of suspected false flag operations, it is extremely well documented, this Operation Gladio, and can therefore serve as a crash course in the study of state-sponsored terrorism. As I will outline in the following, there are extraordinary similarities between Operation Gladio and the war on terror in America today. Extreme similarity. not at least, folks, is the ones that are operating the terrorist system here in America with the CIA and the Mossad. The many neocons, that is, neocon Trotskyites that control our military, our White House, our Congress, and our Senate today, top policymakers who are now at the helm of Battleship America, spelled with a K, by the way. Kissinger, for example, is an old communist named Bohr. His secret name as a Russian communist was Bohr. Were actually involved in the conspiracy of 9/11. One more note on anarchists and terrorism. About a year ago, I happened to catch a blurb on the evening news about an alleged letter bomb being sent to the EU. According to the report, anarchists, those evil anarchists, were the suspected culprits. I'm sorry. There was no information made available as to why people with anarchist beliefs were believed to be responsible for this. Presumably, a note of some sort was left. Yes, right. If we pretend, as the majority of prominent leftist intellectuals and journalists do today in America, that false flag operations don't exist, we are only setting ourselves up for another false flag catastrophe. We can't afford to go on burying our heads in the sand. So when anarchist, made up anarchist Bin Laden decides to blow something up and place the rest of us in the crosshairs, remember the word Operation Gladio. And first they came for the Muslims, right? And nobody stood up. Remember that old saying? Okay, NATO's terror network. NATO's been involved in Operation Gladio since the early 1900s, 1936, matter of fact. As the 50th anniversary of the end of the war is celebrated, some unpleasant truths will become further buried beneath the myth of the truth or the triumph of freedom and democracy over fascism. It's not true, folks. We got a fascist communist government right now in America, totally communist and fascist government in America today, so there was no triumph of freedom and democracy over fascism. For if fascism itself was the great evil that had to be stopped at any cost, how are we to explain the total failure of the British, French, and American governments to do anything about the war in Spain from 1936 to 1939, when Franco's fascist forces, openly supported with arms and troops by Hitler and Mussolini, destroyed the democratically elected Republican government of Spain? The answer is not hard to find. For Western capitalization, the real enemy was not fascism, but the popular revolution inaugurated by the Spanish working class. In fact, the Greek-based Operation Sheepskin, mentioned in relation to the 1967 coup, was but one part of the European-wide government program Stay Behind Network, folks, established by the British and Americans. Ostensibly, this network existed to provide the nucleus for a guerrilla army to fight on after any Soviet invasion using arms and explosives which had already been planted. However, the evidence leaves little doubt that this network was also had the intention of resisting or causing internal subversion. The Stay Behind Network was conceived by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff and put in operation in 1948 by the National Security Council, which set up the Office of Policy Coordination to run it, staffed and funded by the CIA. Ultimately, coordination of the network took place under the auspices of NATO. It involved personnel from the official security services in each country and received covert funding from industry and the state. Indeed, funding and support of such groups was one of the main tasks of the newly formed CIA. However, members of the network were mainly recruited from the civilian population, notably ex-fascists and others whose anti-communist credentials were unimpeachable. The existence of the Stay Behind Network was not a matter for public knowledge. It was secret. However, the activities of the Italian branch, codename Operation Gladio, praise God, was exposed in a series of judicial investigations, particularly between 1990 and 1992. Operation Gladio was set up in 1958 with help from British intelligence and the CIA, with funding from the latter, the CIA. This assistance continued, with Gladio units being trained in Britain in the early 1970s and by U.S. instructors at the military base in the Canary Islands from 1966 to the mid-1970s. Gladio was controlled by the Italian Secret Services from Office R, and they had total links with P2, the fascist Masonic Lodge composed of most of the top military officers, political leaders, industrialists, bankers, and diplomats in Italy. And that's exactly what's going on today, folks. The international criminal elite are top military officials who are neocon Trotskyites, political leaders, industrialists, and almost all of them are Masonic Lodge members, very high members, okay, and they know they're serving Satan. P2, the fascist Masonic Lodge of Italy, has been described as effectively constituting a right-wing parallel government in Italy. In addition, Operation Gladio became a focal point for fascist members of Marine Star, a veterans group set up after the Second World War, and was to make use of the other fascist groups in the 70s and 80s. In fact, Gladio was deeply involved in the so-called strategy of tension. Folks, that's what terrorism is all about. False terrorism, false flag terrorism is a strategy of tension. So, in fact, Gladio was deeply involved in the so-called strategy of tension in the late 60s and 70s. The aim of this strategy of tension, of which the principal tactic was terrorist outrages committed by the government, carried out by fascists, was to spread panic and unrest and directly attack the left and provoke them into an armed response. Now, think about this, folks. We are attacking Muslims. We are attacking the Arabs, and we're about to attack and kill 50 million Arabs, or not all Arabs, but Persians and Christians and Jews in Iran very, very soon, okay? And the international criminal elite, the neocon Trotskyites, the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews, just like Jesus said in the Bible in Revelation 2:9, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. But anyway, they're trying to push the Arabs, the Muslims, which there's 1,300,000,000 across the earth, into a violent response to what they're doing in the Middle East, okay? And so it's just another tactic of Operation Gladio that's going on right now, folks. Yeah. Okay, so they want in our case, the Arabs to raise up in an armed response, which would both justify increased state power over the people, just like it's happening in America today, folks, under the false flag bombings of America, under the pretext of a national emergency. Doesn't it sound familiar, folks? Operation Gladio committed these terrorist acts and blamed it on the left to increase state power over the people and under the pretext of a national emergency and to isolate the left from popular support. General Geraldo Severval, head of the office R.P. 2 Masons, from 1971 to 1974, revealed that at Operation Gladio meetings in 1992 or 1972, at least half of the upper echelon had an idea of attacking the communists before an invasion. They were preparing for civil war in their nation. A man named Jellies, G-E-L-L-I, Jelly, who was a P2 Freemason, and elements within the Vatican, such as Father, my gosh, man, what a last name, what a name, Krzyzoslav Draganovic, a Croatian Catholic priest, one of many who had helped the CIA export Nazi war criminals out of Germany through its rat lines, working in conjunction with the CIA, this Vatican Father, aligned itself with criminals, corrupt police, and high government officials to discredit the emerging left in a state of fascist coup, to stage a fascist coup. Doesn't that sound familiar, folks? All we've got in Washington, D.C., District of Criminals now, is corrupt government officials aligning themselves. They are criminals themselves, corrupt police, and high government officials. The Vatican's fear was clear. The Vatican wanted to take over the world, and communism posed a threat to its religious, political, and economic strength. So the Vatican helped Nazi Germany and Hitler. On behalf of democracy, the Mafia enlisted as their agent, a man named Salvatore Giuliano. He and his cousin, Gaspar Precostia, I'm not good at this, folks. These Italian and these names from the East Germany and all, man. Gaspar Piscotia, I guess it is, led their men into Dniestra. Without prejudice, they shot and killed a dozen people and wounded more than 50 others. New elections were held, and the Christian Democratic Party won a resounding victory, which was a Catholic Christian Democracy Party. Later, at the orders of the Mafia, Piscotia murdered Salvador Giuliano, who actually did the killings. And folks, this is what we should remember. When they have you, when these international criminals, these neocon Trotskyites, Zionist communists, have you kill a bunch of people, they have you killed. Okay, they kill you because they don't want you going out to a bar Saturday night and talking about what you did. So they always kill you, just like when they build these neocon killers, these killers up psychologically. They brainwash you into becoming a killer for them, a murderer, an assassin. And then after that, you do your job blowing up kids in a school or shooting and killing kids in a school, you kill yourself because they can't have you out there walking around or have you caught and finding out that they actually trained you, the government trained you to go in and kill all those kids or blow up a supermarket or whatever they trained you to do. You kill yourself. Okay, so at the trial, Gaspar Priscosia said of the massacre, he said, "We are a single body. We're bandits. We're police and mafia, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost." That is Operation Gladio. The covert objectives of Gladio were to spread panic and unrest through the implementation of terrorist outrages, terrorist attacks, in other words, folks. Isn't that exactly what's going on with our government today? They spread terror, they spread panic by the implementation of terrorist attacks on America and also other nations. They've done that in British Britain, too. The British government blew up their own subways there and blamed it on the Al-Qaeda or terrorists over there in Britain, and the government itself actually did it. And also to directly attack the left in an attempt to provoke them into an armed response, just like we're doing the Arabs today, folks, the Muslims. We're trying to get them into an armed response all over the world and start World War III. The purpose of this strategy was to demonize the left and isolate them from popular support while providing an excuse for curtailing, listen to this, folks, for curtailing civil liberties of the people. And what has the Bush and Cheney crime families done in America? They've severely curtailed our freedom in this nation. Unconstitutionally, but they've done it with the help of the left, who is also controlled by the neocon Trotskyites. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
We're about to go into the second hour, which we're going to open the phone lines up then, folks. If you'd like to call in during the second hour, which is only a couple minutes away, please call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let me finish up this Operation Gladio real quick here. As I said, covert objectives of Gladio were to spread panic among the people with terrorist attacks. And then the purpose of this strategy was to demonize whoever you point your finger at, like the Arabs, for example, and the Muslims, and then to provide an excuse for curtailing civilian liberties, our freedoms, folks. And isn't that exactly what's happened in America? The Bush and Cheney crime families, who are puppets for the neocon Trotskyites, have cut back our freedoms to the extreme, and they hope, under the next false flag bombing of America, to totally throw out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which they've already told us they're going to do if there's another terrorist attack on America, which they completed the one on 9/11 themselves. Our belief is that here's what the people at Operation Gladio say, folks. This is what they say. Our belief is that the first phase of political activity ought to be to create the conditions favoring the installations of chaos in all the regions of the country's structures. This should necessarily begin with the undermining of state economy. Think of our economy, folks. Aren't they undermining our economy right now so as to arrive at confusion throughout the whole legal apparatus? This leads to a situation of strong political tension in the nation, fear in the world of industry, and hostility towards government and the political parties. In our view, the first move we should make is to destroy the structure of the democratic state under the cover of communists, blame it on the communists, and pro-Chinese activities. In our country, folks are blaming it on the Arabs and the Muslims. All right? Moreover, they went on to say, we have people who have infiltrated these groups, and obviously we have to tailor our actions to the ethnos of the milieu, propaganda and action of a sort which will seem to have emanated from our enemies, folks, our adversaries. Folks, this is Operation Gladio Part 2 in America today. Unbelievable. If you'd like to go to the web and look up Operation Gladio, folks, here's how you spell Gladio. G-L-A-D-I-O. Very easy. G-L-A-I-D-O. You know how to spell operation. Just put Operation Gladio in your search engine and push the button, and you'll come up with this report and many, many others, okay, that proves that we're under a false flag attack in this government of ours, this satanic government, believe me, folks. And the sad thing is they've got a nuclear bomb that's missing. Remember from that plane they flew across the country, and when they got to where they're going, one of the nuclear bombs was missing? Are they going to touch that off here in America and blame it on the Arabs, the Iranians, folks? Probably so. Unless we keep our prayers going, praying to God every day, as I do, that God binds them down, binds them, and destroys them with double destruction if they even try to give the order to have another false flag bombing of America, that they will be struck down immediately to the ground with double destruction. We'll be right back, folks, with our callers during the second hour. Please call in 800-313-9443. Be right back.
All you men out there,